We have seen the unique greatness of satsang. This is the Bhajan Deki Bhajan Nirali Mayama on page 28. In satsang, there are pearls and diamonds, but they are achieved little by little by one who has discovered the greatness of satsang. Only satsang removes all the difficulties, and only satsang saves the drowning. One always remains prosperous. Such is the greatness of satsang. Satsang is the best place of pilgrimage, brother, for those who earn an honest living. One who doesn't work remains empty. All come together in satsang and make your lives successful, so that in the end you will not be clapped at, humiliated. We have seen the unique greatness of satsang. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 28.
Deki bota nirali mehima satsanga ki. Deki bota nirali mehima satsanga ki. Satsanga mehe moti hire. Milite he para dhire dhire Satsanga me he motire Milite he para dhire dhire Jisne ko jane kali mehima Satsanga ki Deki bota nirali mehima satsanga ki. Deki bota nirali mehima satsanga ki. Satsanga hi sava sankata tare. Dubate ko satsanga hi tare. Satsanga hi sava sankata tare Dubate ko satsanga hi tare Sada rahe khushihali mehima satsanga ki Deki bota nirali mehima satsanga ki Deki bota nirali mehima satsanga ki Satsanga utama tirata pai Karate hejo ne kakamai Satsanga utama tirata pai Karate jo ne kakamai Karamahina rahi khali mehima Satsanga ki Deki bota nirali mehima Satsanga ki Deki bota nirali mehima satsanga ki satsanga me sava milakara avo jivana apana safalavanavo satsanga me sava milakara avo Jivana apana safalabhanavo Antapite nahitali mehima Satsanga ki Deki bota nirali mehima Satsanga ki Deki bota nirali mehima satsanga ki.
We have seen the unique greatness of satsang. Since Master's birthday is imminent, I do want to read, consider some of the messages that he gave over the years. And you know, the idea of giving messages on his birthday was not his idea. As far as I can tell, the first message that he gave was in 1954, which is what I'm going to read from today. That was an enormously long discourse, a very important and quite extraordinary discourse in every way. And in it, he says, the first thing he says, Mr. Khanna has asked me to give some message on my birth anniversary. And I think he was requested to do this because back in those days, of course, there was very little literature. Basically, talks would be sent from India, were translated and printed over here, sent out in mimeograph form. And that was done very sporadically. There were not more than probably half a dozen of those available. When I first started coming to Satsang in 1957, we had about half a dozen circulars like that and two or three pamphlets and then the messages. The first couple of messages were talks that were given on tape in English and sent over, transcribed and printed, mimeographed, and sent out. And this first one was printed under the name, the original name of it was called Explanation of Simran. That's the form that Judith and I read it and treasured it. And it went out of print for years. And eventually I describe in my book how it came to us after I was working as a printer and had printing facilities available that we should print it as a pamphlet. And I did do that, and it was published as such, and Master Kripal was very pleased with that, let me know that. And eventually it was published in the book, The Way of the Saints. In this talk, it really is very extraordinary. It's very long, and although it's called Simran, and the subtitle is The Sweet Remembrance of God, and much of it is indeed about Simran, in fact, the majority. There's a long introductory passage about the sound current. The whole talk together is really quite unique. There's nothing quite like it in all the literature of Satmat, is it, in my experience. And I'm going to read only a very small amount of it today. I have no memory of ever reading the complete talk at Satsang, ever, going way back. It's possible that I have and have forgotten that I did it. But in any case, it has come to me that it would be a very good thing to do, to read this talk through in its completion. It's found in its complete form in The Way of the Saints, and there is an abridged version which concentrates on the actual practice of doing Simran, which is its gist and is the most important part of it, is in the ambrosial hour, which is what I'm reading from today. This opening paragraph is, you know, it's like after the first few introductory remarks, it's like each sentence is a discourse in itself. It's really quite incredible. If you were a master giving a discourse on had a pati chanting, each of these sentences would be one line, and then the master would talk for 20 minutes or so on that line. It's like that, as you'll see as I read it. Master Kripal Singh says, Dear brothers and sisters, Mr. Khanna has asked me to give some message on my birth anniversary. The day of my physical birth fell on the 6th of February, 1894. The true date of my birth is the day when I sat physically at the holy feet of my master Sawan Singh, in February 1924. Still the truer date is when I was reborn anew into the beyond and met my master in all his glory in 1917. That is 7 years before my meeting with him physically. I respect all holy scriptures of all the saints who came in the past, as they all were given by inspiration of God. I had the good fortune to sit at the feet of my master. That which I have received of my master is what I deliver unto you. I find it parallel with what all the past saints have said. The difference is in the language or the way of expression, but the subject matter is the same. They all talk as to how to liberate our souls from mind and matter and know ourselves and know God. At the time of initiation, the Satguru resides with the devotee. He is with you always, even unto the end of the world, and will be extending all feasible help. He will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Whosoever's mind is stayed on him with full faith, he will keep him in perfect peace. There is hope for everybody. Master Power comes into the world to save sinners and to put them on the way back to God. It is for you to remain devoted to him and keep his commandments. The rest is for him to do. God is love. You are also love. Love is the potent factor in meeting God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. Therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. I wish you to be the doers of the word and not hearers only, for an ounce of practice is worth more than tons of theories. Reformers are badly needed, not of others, but of themselves. You shall have Godhead as salary. I wish you all Godspeed in your efforts to tread the way back to God, which lies within you. My love and best wishes are always with you and will remain with you. The mystery of life is solved in the company of those who have solved that for themselves. How to find such a man? One who has solved this mystery can help in finding the same truth. And from there, the Master proceeds to talk about and describe the cosmos, the sound current and its connection with the cosmos, how it relates to the cosmos, and how it relates to the microcosm, that is to say, to us. And he goes on for several pages discussing the sound current. And then he proceeds from that to the way to approach the sound current, namely through Simran. The section on the sound current is not included in the abridged version, is what I have here, but we'll see what Master has in mind, but I do think that it's quite possible, because it's quite beautiful and very helpful, and I may read that in the future. After he finishes talking about various methods of doing Simran and so forth, he then does a whole almost separate discourse in which he comments on various hymns of Kabir on Simran and tells many stories that Judith and I used to constantly refer to ourselves. However, I do want to read now an extraordinary talk that Sanchi gave in South Africa. This is his farewell talk when he left South Africa on September 7th, 1994. I was present when he gave this talk, and I was aware of how remarkable it was when I was there. There's a tremendous amount of charging. It's a very powerful experience to be there. And this was his only trip to South Africa, and it was the only, as far as I know, neither Sawan nor Kripal went to South Africa or to Africa. Sanchi, of course, went to Ghana 3 times also. He's the only modern master who went to Africa. There had been satsangis there since Salman Singh's time, mostly amongst the Indian community. There was some tension amongst the satsangis. Master Kripal used to talk about people wanting to get to the forefront of the master. there was some of that, as there has been in many other sanghats, including the American one, over the years. So much of what he says here relates to that. So Sanchi says, first of all, I thank beloved Lord Sawan and Kripal, who united us, the separated ones. He brought us from far and near, and he connected us with his sound within, and he brought us together. So first of all, I am grateful to him for doing this. Only because of his grace, only because of his permission, only because of his orders, and only because he has told me to do this, I came into this world. Often I have said that I do not have any mission of my own. The mission is his. I come here only to give his message to the souls. You know that it is not an easy task to take the message of the Master from home to home, from door to door. You have to suffer a great deal in doing this work. You have to bear hunger and thirst. You have to take so much upon your body. It is not a very easy thing to do. But that Almighty One, that Omnipotent Master, is very powerful, very strong. Whatever he wants his disciples to do, he can make them do that. Master used to say that if the Master wants, he can even make a wooden stick work for him. His message is to give up hundreds of important works to go to satsang, and to give up thousands of important works to sit for meditation. He used to say that we should not feed our body until we have fed our soul with meditation. You know that we need to feed our body, because we are aware that if we do not feed our body, it will become weak and we won't be able to do the things of the world. That is why we understand it is very important, very necessary to feed our body, and we always feed our body with good kinds of food. But we have never paid any attention to the issue of feeding our soul. In fact, our soul needs even more food than our body does, because our soul has been hungry for birth after birth. We do not know for how many births our soul has not gotten any food of meditation to eat. And that is why she has become very weak, very feeble. It is only because of the weakness of our soul that she is not able to stand in front of the mind. You know how the mind is bothering us, and he has made our soul like a servant. Whatever he wants us to do, we do. It is only because we have not made our soul strong. That is why our condition is like this. The reason why we easily get anxious and nervous is the weakness of our soul. So just as we need food for our body, we need the food for our soul even more than that. Why is it necessary for us to go to satsang? Last night in the satsang I said also that when our mind sees that his freedom is going to end, he cannot bear that. He cannot give up his tendency of remaining free. So he does not like to go to satsang. That is why he creates all sorts of obstacles to keep us away from the satsang. But if we somehow keep ourselves in the satsang, then we start to enjoy the satsang. In the beginning, just as it is difficult for us to go and enjoy satsang, once we start getting the enjoyment, the pleasure, from attending satsang, then it becomes very difficult for us to give up going to satsang. There are only two people who can tell us about the weaknesses which our mind has created within us. Either the Masters can tell us about the weaknesses which we have, or the one who opposes us can tell us. Our opponent or our enemy will say that we have this fault or we have this weakness within us. We should not mind the words of the Master, and also we should not mind if our enemy or our opponent tells us about our weakness. We should not go into detail about who has told Master this or who has told that person about this. Instead of getting into that kind of argument, we should look within ourselves and we should remove that weakness. We should remove that lacking, because we have to look within our own selves and we have to become free from that lacking or that weakness. The difference between the enemies telling us about our weakness and the Master telling us about our weakness is that our enemy, our opponent, will tell us to our face, "You have this fault in you," whereas the Master will tell us stories and parables to make us understand that we have this lacking within us. This is why the Masters always praise their opponents, their critics, and they even pray for their long life. They always become grateful to their critic for telling them about their weaknesses or their lackings. Even though the Masters do not have any weakness or any lacking in them, God Almighty has created the critics or the opponents of the Masters only to remove the dirt which they have accumulated. Paltu Sahib says, "How could the saints get liberation if the critics had not worked very hard in purifying them by criticizing them?" Many satsangis misunderstand this statement and they just say, "Well, it's okay that the other person is criticizing us." The other one is, the criticism is that you don't have that particular fault in you and still you are criticized for that. If you do have that fault, that weakness or lacking within you, then it is better for you to give up that fault once you know that you have it. Kabir Sahib says that if your heart is pure and still you are criticized, you should be grateful that the critic is washing your dirt. Sufi Saint Farid Sahib has said that in the domain of negative power, where even the innocents are punished, how will those who are committing the sins be forgiven? He gives the example of a bell. In the ancient times, they used to ring bells. In a way, it was like beating the bell. So using that example, he says that in the domain of the negative power, where even the innocent ones are getting a beating, what will happen to us who are always committing sins? If we practice the things we hear about in the satsang, only then is our attending the satsang useful. If we meditate, as Master has said, we should give up thousands of works to meditate. If we meditate, only then is our attending the satsang useful. Master Kripal showered so much grace upon us, and he gave us this diary form. Even though all the Masters have in their own ways told us to keep the account of our deeds, the Lord Kripal showered so much grace upon us and gave us this diary form in which we can write down all that we do and all that we think and where we stand. The diary is like a day book in which we can write down every day what our thoughts were, how much work we have done, where we stand and what our faults are. So Master showered so much grace upon us, and he gave us this form to keep so that we may know where we are. I get so many dear ones' diaries in which I see that they go on repeating the same faults, the same mistakes, again and again. Often in satsang I say, "Dear ones, once you have made a mistake, why should you make that mistake again? Because once you realize that it was a mistake, and when you yourself have confessed it, when you yourself have written down in the diary that it was a mistake which you have made, then why do it again? Just one mistake in your life can ruin your entire life. So when you know that you have made that mistake, why go on doing it again and again? Why go on committing the same sins again and again? Just as in the evening before we go to bed, we fill up the diary about our activities during the day, in the same way in the army also, before you go to bed, you are supposed to mark the attendance and write down what you did during the day. We are very fortunate ones that through the diary he has given us this opportunity through which we can improve our life. So we should keep the diary. We should fill out the diary according to the different sections which are there, and we should fill that out sincerely. If you keep the diary even for 1 week with the feeling for which the diary has been given to us, I am sure that you will be able to divert your attention from the pleasures of the senses, and you will be able to go within. If a satsangi is able to go within even once, if he is able to make his soul drink the inner nectar, he will never want to drink the useless water of the pleasures of the sense organs. So if you keep the diary sincerely, even for 1 week, understanding the idea why we have to keep the diary, I am sure that you can improve a lot. Saints and Mahatmas are not social reformers, nor are they here to improve our financial condition, etc. Their job, which they have from God Almighty, is to come into this world and collect the separated souls and connect those souls with the light and sound of God. I have not told you anything from hearsay. I only talk about those things which I have done in my own life. I met with my Master. I met with God Almighty. I got hold of my Master. I got hold of God. So he has showered so much grace upon us. He knows what is going on within us. He knows about our yearning. So if we will sit in his remembrance, if we will sit with yearning for him, then he will also make every possible effort to pull us up. This is a kind of competition which goes on within us between the disciple and the master. The disciple who does the Simran and remembers the master with all his yearning thinks that he is remembering the master and he has all this yearning. But when he does that, when he goes within, then he realizes that it was the master who was yearning for him, remembering him and pulling him towards him. Bhikkhu Sabha said, "Oh Bhikkhu, no one is hungry. No one is empty. Everyone has the precious ruby within him, but they do not know how to untie the knot. That is why they are living like a pauper." Kabir Sahib says that sitting in his window, God Almighty is looking at us, and according to our devotion and service, he is giving us the rewards. The other thing the Master teaches us is humility. In the same way I saw Master Kripal Singh, and he also was so humble that I cannot describe his humility in words. The Masters bring a lot of humility, and they express that to us. We satsangis must adopt this quality of being humble. This is the highest quality, and we must adopt this quality. You know that if you are standing on a lower place, all the water will come to you. In the same way, if you are humble and lowly in your own self, you get everything. Regarding humility, sometimes I have told this story, which Baba Bishan Das often told. It is about a master and his disciple. Once a master and his disciple were both going somewhere, and the disciple requested the master to give him some good piece of advice or teaching, which would be very pleasing to him, and which would bring some peace to the disciple. The master said, "Dear one, don't become anything." Now the disciple was expecting that the master would tell him a very long story or give him many teachings. But the master kept quiet after saying, "Dear one, don't become anything." On the way they came to a garden of the king, where a king used to come once in a while to rest. The disciple saw a very nice bed there, which was scented with different kinds of flowers and perfumes. It looked very comfortable, so he just went there. He thought, "Well, I should rest a little bit here before continuing our journey." So he fell asleep on that bed. Meanwhile, the master was not tempted by those comforts. He just went to one side and sat somewhere on the ground in meditation. After some time, the guards came there, and when they saw a fellow sleeping there, they woke him up, and they asked him what he was doing there and who he was. So he said, "I am a sadhu." Hearing that, the guards started beating him, and they said, "You call yourself a sadhu, and still you're sleeping on this comfortable bed?" So they gave him a thorough beating. When he got that beating, he ran to his master and told him, "Master, they gave me a beating." So the master said, "Well, you must have done something wrong." He said, "No, master, I didn't do anything." The master said, "Well, then, what happened? Why did they beat you?" He replied, "Master, they asked me who I was, and I said, I am a sadhu, and they started beating me." So the master said, "Yes, dear one, you became a sadhu. That is why you got the beating. I told you that you should not become anything. Because you said that you were a sadhu, that is why you got all this beating." The master knew that one becomes a sadhu only after rising above the physical, astral, and causal bodies and reaching Parabrahman. And this disciple of his had not yet learned how to remain still at the eye center. But still he had the pride of being a sadhu because he was with the master. So that is why he got the beating. So, dear ones, in the same way, if God Almighty has showered grace upon us, and if in meditation he gives us a little ray of light, if he gives us anything inside, we should not be puffed up with this pride that we have become something. Even if he showers so much grace upon us, still we should always remain humble. We should never become anything, because we invite all the troubles only when we say that we are this or we are that. Usually, what do? When our master showers grace upon us, we start allowing people to bow down at our feet. We let them touch our feet. We go on giving them blessings. And either we announce it in the newspapers that we have become something, or we somehow make it known to people that we have got the grace of the master. We even climb on elephants and go around the city, and in this way we go on collecting the praise and glory of the world. We even give blessings to people. Those who do not have children, they come and ask us to shower grace, and we say, "Okay, God did not write in your destiny that you should have children, but we are giving you this." By doing all this, we may be doing some good to the people, but we are not left with anything. Kabir Sahib says, "Only one who is always very humble and who always speaks humble words realizes God Almighty, because God Almighty always resides in the heart, which is very humble." As you all know, this program is now finished. The organizers worked hard and made very good arrangements, and I am very pleased with all of them. I hope you will follow and do all that I have told you in the satsangs. We all are souls, we are brothers and sisters, and we should always love and respect each other. We should keep attending the satsangs and should always do the meditation. Since we are the children of the same Shabad Master, we all should have love and harmony. We should all live in love and harmony. And I want to conclude the readings this morning with what is also, in my opinion, an extraordinary letter of Baba Sawan Singh. published also in the Ambrosial Hour, chapter 18. He says, I assure you that I do not mean to neglect any of our American satsangis. I think I answered your last letter. It may have gone astray, but in any case, you should write to me every few months and give full account of your progress and ask any questions you may wish to ask. I shall be glad to hear of your inner progress on the path. No doubt you are making some headway, and I am anxious to see you go inside truly and find the great light and joy which await you there. There is nothing equal to this way, and it gives more real joy and satisfaction than all else in the world. But to get that, you have to go inside. It cannot be realized outside. All the world is seeking it in books, holy places, and association with people. But it has to be found inside. That is gained by steadfast meditation and holding your attention in the eye focus without wavering. When you learn to do this, the treasure, which is yours already, will come into conscious possession, and you will realize more than you can dream of. Let nothing stop or hinder you. Let no earthly obstacles stand in your way of going inside. Set your mind steadfastly upon that, and make all else subordinate to that, and other things will melt away and leave you free. I am well aware that you have struggles. You have some things within yourself to overcome, and some things outside of yourself which must be surmounted. But you can do it. If you have full confidence in the inner master, he will always help you. Often when you find the difficulties greatest and the hour darkest, the light will appear and you will see that you are free. Let nothing discourage you. This is no light proposition, but your getting Nam means more than if you had inherited $1 million or many millions. You are one of the luckiest sons of Satpurush, and he has chosen you to get Nam and go with the Master to Sajkhand. You must reach there. Nothing can prevent you, but you can hasten the progress or retard it as you like. Do your utmost now to remove all difficulties within and without yourself, and then sit as many hours as you possibly can. Hold your attention fixed at the focus, not allowing the mind to run away or to waver in the least. If the mind runs away, bring it back instantly and hold it at the focus. By and by, if your attention is steadfast, you will see a blue sky and the stars and suns and moon, and then you will see the great Jyot, the thousand-petaled lotus, and the Master's radiant form. You must see these things. Look steadily for them and permit no doubt or question to enter your mind. It is certain. When you have entered the first region, you will get the full benefit of the sound current. It will come to you clear and sweet, and its music will fill you with joy, and that of itself will enable you to overcome all your remaining difficulties and weaknesses. That is the one thing that makes you strong against all foes and makes your victory absolutely certain. With the melodious sounds ringing in your ears, your success is absolutely certain. You must reach the supreme goal in due time. Some reach it sooner, others later, according to their own individual efforts and the karma they have to overcome. But you should not have a long battle. You have already overcome much, and the inner master is always within to receive and welcome you. When you meet him inside and talk to him face to face, as man to man, he will always be ready to answer all your questions and to guide you along the path. He is there now, but you cannot see him until you remove the intervening curtains. But you can easily do that. Go ahead and do it. Great will be your reward.
Master Kripal used to say that saints do not come in this world only for the good people. They say that whether it is sinner or whether it is a good person, anyone who has the desire to do the devotion of God can come to us and we will give them the initiation, we will connect them with the Shabad Naam, because they have come in this world to give the riches of the Naam and they have come in this world to make the people do the devotion of Naam. But they always say that once you have received the initiation from the Master and once you have come to the Master, come to the path, after that you should stop where you are. You should not repeat any bad deeds which you have been doing before coming to the Master, because if you are doing that, it means that you are not maintaining your faith in the Master and you are deceiving the Master. Because once you come to the Master and take initiation, it is like you are making a vow in front of him that you will not repeat those bad habits, those bad deeds which you were doing before coming to the Master. If we are repeating the bad deeds even after taking initiation from the Master, it is not the fault of the Master if we do not progress, because Master has told us not to do any bad things after we have been initiated.
Kabir Sahib kende Kabira har ke root te gur ki sharni jaye kahe kabir gur root hi hari na hot sahaye.
Kabir Sahib said that if God is displeased, one can go to the Master and get the forgiveness, but if the Master is displeased, not even God can help him to get the forgiveness from the Master.
So aap kende hai man mera pankhi pya udkar chadya akas swarg lok khali padya sahib santan paas.
Further he says that God lives in the heart of the saints. My mind became bird and went in the heavens, but to my surprise, heavens were empty, God was within the saints.
Jis taqat ne sade paap bakshne hai, sade aiban nu maaf karna hai, bhul bakshni hai, parmatma na milauna hai, oh taqat, oh shabad santan de andar pragat hunda hai, kyunki ohna ne apne guru di daya naal ਔਰ ਆਪਣੀ ਮਿਹਨਤ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਉਸ ਤਾਕਤ ਨੂੰ ਹਾਸਲ ਕੀਤਾ, ਆਪਣੇ ਤੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਕੀਤਾ, ਮਿਹਰਬਾਨ ਕੀਤਾ, ਜੋ ਕਣ ਕਣ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਿਆਪਕ ਹੈ.
The power which forgives our sins, the power which removes all kinds of passions from our within, and the power which connects us with Almighty Lord is the power of Shabad, and that is manifested within the saints, because the saints have manifested that power within them with the grace of their Master and with their efforts, and Shabad is the power which is pervading everywhere. It is pervading in every single particle of the world.
ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕੀ ਕਰੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਕੁਟੁੰਬ ਸੁਸਾਇਟੀਆਂ ਚੋਂ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਚੋਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਖਿਆਲ ਨੂੰ ਕੱਢ ਕੇ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਓ, ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਅਮਲ ਕਰੋ, ਜੋ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਟਾਲੋ. ਔਰ ਜਦ ਸਾਡੀ ਇਹ ਹਾਲਤ ਹੋਏਗੀ ਕਿ ਸਾਡਾ ਮਾਮੂਲ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਬਣ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਿਰਮਲ ਰੰਗ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਰੰਗ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਲਹਿੰਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ.
ਸੋ ਵਾਟ ਡਸ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ? ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵਿਦਡਰਾ ਯੋਰ ਅਟੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਫੈਮਿਲੀਜ਼, ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਸੋਸਾਇਟੀਜ਼, ਫਰੋਮ ਆਲ ਦ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਥਿੰਗਸ, ਐਂਡ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਦ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ. ਐਂਡ ਆਫਟਰ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਦ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟੀਕਲੀ ਡੂ ਵਾਟ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਟੈਲਿੰਗ ਯੂ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਇਨ ਦ ਸਤਸੰਗ. ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਡੂ ਦੈਟ, ਵਾਟ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਪਨ? ਮਾਸਟਰ ਵਿਲ ਡਾਈ ਅਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਪਿਓਰ ਕਲਰ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ. And that color is such color that no matter how much we try, it will never go away from us.
Maharaj Savan Singh kehnde hunde si, do arfi gal hai, takdi da jo palda pari hoega, ohi thalle baith jayega, halka upar aa jayega. Sada jis passe pyar hai, ant samay sade andar ohi khyal aunge. Agar satsang na pyar hai, santan na pyar hai, to assi santan nu yaad karange. ਸੰਤ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਲੈ ਜਾਣਗੇ? ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਕੋਲੇ ਲੈ ਜਾਣਗੇ, ਅਸੀਂ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਕੋਲੇ ਜਾਵਾਂਗੇ. ਅਗਰ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ, ਉਦੋਂ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਯਾਦ ਆਏਗੀ.
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਸਿੰਪਲ ਥਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਪੈਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਵੇਇੰਗ ਬੈਲੈਂਸ ਵਿਚ ਵਿਲ ਕੈਰੀ ਮੋਰ ਸਟਫ, ਮੋਰ ਮਟੀਰੀਅਲ, ਮੋਰ ਵੇਟ ਵਿਲ ਲੋਅਰ ਡਾਊਨ. ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ, ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਵ ਮੋਰ ਅਟੈਂਸ਼ਨ, ਮੋਰ ਲਵ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ, ਫਾਰ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ, we will come back again and again in the world. Whereas if we will have more love for the Master, where will we go? We will go in the Master, because we go wherever we are attached to. So if we will have more love for the Master, in the end, we will go to the Master, and where will He take us? Since He always goes in God, He is one with God, He will take us also, and He will make us also one with God.
ਬੜੀ ਇੱਕ ਹੱਸਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ। ਮੇਰਾ ਦੋਸਤ ਹੈ, ਤਕਰੀਬਨ ਸਾਡੀ 25 ਸਾਲ ਦੀ ਦੋਸਤੀ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਮਾਮੂਲੀ ਜਿਹਾ ਢਿੱਲਾ ਹੋਇਆ। ਮੈਂ ਆਮ ਤੌਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਬਈ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਖਚਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ, ਲੋੜ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਵਰਤਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਮਾਲਾ ਫੇਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਕੋਈ ਖਾਸ ਇਤਨੀ ਤਕਲੀਫ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ। ਮੈਂ ਬੰਬੇ ਗਿਆ ਸੀ ਪਿਛਲੇ ਸਾਲ, ਮਾਮੂਲੀ ਜਿਹੀ ਤਕਲੀਫ ਹੋਈ ਤਾਂ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਲੜਕਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੱਦੋ। ਜਦ ਮੈਂ ਵਾਪਸ ਆਇਆ, ਮੈਂ ਇਹ ਗੱਲ ਸੁਣੀ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੋਈ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਹੱਸ ਪਿਆ। ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਅਫਸੋਸ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਇੰਨਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ, ਤੇਰੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਲੜਕੇ ਉਨਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਮੈਂ ਇਕੱਲਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ। ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਯਾਦ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਇਆ। ਮੈਂ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਵੀ ਆਖਰ ਵਕਤ ਇਹ ਖਿਆਲ ਤੰਗ ਕਰੇਗਾ। ਉਹ ਹੁਣ ਰੋਜ਼ ਪਛਤਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਗਲਤੀ ਕਰੀ, ਹੁਣ ਐਸਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦਾ। ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਮੌਤ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਹੇਗੀ ਮੁੰਡਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਲੇ ਸੱਦ ਲਓ। ਜਿੱਦੇ ਮੌਤ ਨੇ ਆਉਣਾ ਉਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਸੱਦਣ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦੀ, ਗੱਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨ ਦਿੰਦੀਗੀ। ਤੋ ਕਿਹਾ ਚੰਗਾ ਹੋਵੇ, ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਤਾਂ ਹੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੁਛ ਹੁੰਦਾ, ਤੋ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੀ ਕਰ ਲਓ। ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰੋਗੇ ਤਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਜਾਓਗੇ? ਸੰਤਾਂ ਕੋਲੇ ਜਾਓਗੇ। ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਿਹਦੇ 'ਚ ਹੈ? ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ 'ਚ ਹੈ। ਆਟੋਮੈਟਿਕਲੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਜਸ ਮਾਉਂਗੇ, ਸੰਤ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਜਾਣਗੇ।
ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਫਰੈਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਫਰੈਂਡਸ ਫਾਰ ਦਾ ਲਾਸਟ 25 ਇਅਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਟੈਲਿੰਗ ਹਿਮ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਨਾਟ ਬੀ ਸੋ ਮਚ ਅਟੈਚਡ ਟੂ ਹਿਸ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਮਚ ਅਟੈਚਡ ਟੂ ਹਿਸ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਹੀ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਵਰੀਜ਼ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਹਿਸ ਸਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਗ੍ਰੈਂਡਸਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ। ਲਾਸਟ ਇਅਰ ਵੈਨ ਆਈ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਬੰਬੇ ਹੀ ਬਿਕੇਮ ਸਿੱਕ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਥੋਟ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਡਾਈ, ਸੋ ਐਟ ਵਾਂਸ ਹੀ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਕਾਲ ਮਾਈ ਸਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਮਾਈ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ। When I came back and when I heard about that, I was very surprised. I laughed and I went to him and I said that, dear friend, we have been friends for so many years and it is very surprising that when you thought that you were going to pass out, you did not remember me, even though I love you so much. I love you more than the love of all your four sons put together, but still you did not remember me. You did not ask for me and you asked for your sons. And I told him that you should have remembered me because your sons are not going to help you. At that time he realized his mistake, and after that he always repents. He always says that now when the death will come, I will not call for my sons, I will always call for you. But I always tell him that unless we change our attitude towards the families, towards the things, we cannot change our thoughts which are going to come at the time of the death, because the death is not going to tell us that, okay, I am coming now. Now you can think anything you want or you can call for anything, call anybody you want. So why not love the Master who is going to help us at the time of the death? Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say that if you cannot do anything on the path, if you cannot meditate, if you cannot do anything else, at least maintain your love for the Master. Because if you will maintain your love for the Master, you will definitely remember him. And when you will remember him at the time of death also, you will remember him. And when you will remember him at the time of the death, he will come there and he will take you. Where will he take you? He will take you to God, because he is one with God. So if you are maintaining your love for the Master, and when you will go to the Master, you will automatically go to God also.
Dusre passe main dasda hunna paroshe di baat 24 PS da vaqia kai dafa main pehla vi satsang vich dassya hai. Utthe ik buzurg mata si, Maharaj Sawan Singh to naam si. Unna da parivar vich bilkul koi satsangi nahi si, sare besatsangi san. ਬੇਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਵੀ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਿ ਮੀਟ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਖਾਂਦੇ ਪੀਂਦੇ ਸਨ। ਉਹ ਆਪਣਾ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਵੀ ਵਕਤ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਭਜਨ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕਰਦੀ। ਜਦ ਅੰਤ ਸਮਾਂ ਆਇਆ ਉਸਦਾ, ਉਹਦਾ ਲੜਕਾ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਲੜਕੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੱਦ ਲਈਏ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਵੀ ਮੇਰਾ ਤਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਚਿੱਟੇ ਕੱਪੜੇ ਪਾਈ ਮੇਰੇ ਪਾਸ ਖੜਾ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਲੜਕੀ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ, ਮੈਂ ਬਥੇਰਾ ਮਿਲ ਚੁੱਕੀ ਹਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ। ਉਸ ਗੱਲ ਦਾ ਉਸ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਉੱਤੇ ਇਤਨਾ ਅਸਰ ਹੋਇਆ, ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਉਹ ਪਿੱਛੋਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਨਾਮ ਲੇਵਾ ਹੋਏ, ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਹੋਏ, ਮੀਟ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਛੱਡਦੇ। ਦੇਖ ਲਓ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਭਰੋਸੇ ਵਾਲਾ ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਆਪਦੇ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਪਿੱਛੋਂ ਤਾਰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਉਹਦੇ ਹੁੰਦਿਆਂ ਉਸ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਨੇ ਨਾਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਿਆ, ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੰਨਿਆ, ਮੀਟ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਛੱਡਿਆ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਸ ਦੀ ਮੌਤ ਨੇ ਐਸਾ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਮਾ ਦਿਖਾਇਆ ਉਸ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗ ਮਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਨੇ, ਸਾਰਾ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਹੀ ਸੰਤਮਤ ਵਿਚ ਆ ਗਿਆ।
ਔਨ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਹੈਂਡ ਆਈ ਵਿਲ ਟੈਲ ਯੂ ਦ ਸਟੋਰੀ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦ ਫੇਥ ਇਨ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦ ਡਿਟੈਚਮੈਂਟ ਫਰਮ ਦ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ। ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਆਫਨ ਸੈਡ ਦਿਸ ਸਟੋਰੀ ਇਨ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਿਲੇਜ ਆਫ 24 ਪੀਐਸ ਦੇਰ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਲਿਵ ਐਨ ਓਲਡ ਵੂਮਨ ਐਨ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਟ ਆਫ ਬਾਬਾ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ। ਸ਼ੀ ਵਾਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਡਿਵੋਟਿਡ ਟੂ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ। Whenever she would get the opportunity and time, she would advance it for meditation. She was a very devoted disciple of Baba Savan Singh. Nobody else in her family was initiated. They were not only non-initiates, but they were very bad people. They used to eat meat, drink wine, and do all sorts of worldly things. So they were very far away from the path. Never even want to talk about it. So what to talk about coming to the path and getting initiation and like that. But she was not bothered. She would always sit for meditation. And she maintained her love and faith in Master Savan Singh. She had quite a big family, many sons, many daughters. So when her end time came, her sons came to her and asked if she would like to see her daughters. But she replied that, why should I worry about my daughters? Why should I see them? Because I have seen them all my life long. Now my master has come with white clothes and he has come to take me back home. Then why should I get attached to my daughters and my family again? I don't want to see anyone. And when she said that to her sons, after that she left the body. That incident was like a miracle for their family. No doubt, when she was living, nobody from her family came to the path. Nobody left eating meat, drinking wine, and doing all the bad things. But at the time of the death, the miracle which happened, the miracle of Master coming and taking her soul up, was so impressive to the dear ones in her family that they all came to the path, they all became satsangis. So I mean to say that those who have faith in the Master and those who are detached from their families, Master definitely comes and something like a miracle happens at the time of that death, which liberates all other members of his family.
Our closing bhajan is on page 151. If you want to become the philosopher's stone, O soul, read the bani of the Satguru. This is the Bhajan J. Para Sahona A. Jindariye on page 151. Come on, dear ones of the Satguru, and sing the true bani. At least sing the Guru's bani, as that bani is above the others. Those who have good fortune and grace, in their heart dwells the bani. Drink the nectar and always remain in the color of God, as the rain bird remembers the water. Nanak says, always sing, as this is the true bani. If you want to become the philosopher's stone, O soul, read the bani of the Satguru. Bhajan of Guru Amar Das on page 151.
Jai Parasahonai Jindariye Parasat Guru Dibani. Jai Parasahonai Jindariye Parasat Guru Dibani. Aho Sikha Sat Guru Ke Pyariyo. Aho Sikha Sat Guru Ke Pyariyo. Gavo Sachi Bani Jindariye Parasat Guru Jibani. Jai Parasahonai Jindariye Parasat Guru Jibani. Jai Parasahonai Jindariye Parasat Guru Jibani. Bani te gavo guru keri, bani te gavo guru keri, bani ਸਿਰ ਬਾਣੀ ਜਿੰਦਾਰੀਏ ਪਰ ਸਤ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਜੇ ਪਾਰ ਸਹੋਨਾਏ ਜਿੰਦਾਰੀਏ ਪਰ ਸਤ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਜੇ ਪਾਰ ਸਮੋਨਾਏ ਜਿੰਦਾਰੀਏ ਪਰ ਸਤ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਜਿਨ ਕੋ ਨਾ ਡਰ ਕਰਮਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਜਿਨ ਕੋ ਨਾ ਡਰ ਕਰਮਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਹਿਰਦੇ ਥੀਨ ਸਮਾਨੀ ਜਿੰਦਾਰੀਏ ਪਰ ਸਤ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਜੇ ਪਾਰ ਸਹੋਨਾਏ ਜਿੰਦਾਰੀਏ ਪਰ ਸਤ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਜੇ ਪਾਰ ਸਹੋਨਾਏ ਜਿੰਦਾਰੀਏ ਪਰ ਸਤ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਪੀਵੋ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਸਰ ਰਹੋ ਹਰਿ ਰੰਗ ਪੀਵੋ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਸਰ ਰਹੋ ਹਰਿ ਰੰਗ ਜਾਪਿਓ ਸਾਰੰਗ ਪਾਣੀ ਜਿੰਦਾਰੀਏ ਪਰ ਸਤ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਜੇ ਪਾਰ ਸਹੋਨਾਏ ਜਿੰਦਾਰੀਏ ਪਰ ਸਤ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਜੇ ਪਾਰ ਸਹੋਨਾਏ ਜਿੰਦਾਰੀਏ ਪਰ ਸਤ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਕਾਹੇ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਦਾ ਗਾਵੋ ਕਾਹੇ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਦਾ ਗਾਵੋ ਇਹੋ ਸਾਚੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਜਿੰਦਾਰੀਏ ਪਰ ਸਤ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਜੇ ਪਾਰ ਸਹੋਨਾਏ ਜਿੰਦਾਰੀਏ ਪਰ ਸਤ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਜੇ ਪਾਰ ਸਹੋਨਾਏ ਜਿੰਦਾਰੀਏ ਪਰ ਸਤ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ
ਡ੍ਰਿੰਕ ਦ ਨੈਕਟਰ ਇਟ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਰਿਮੇਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਕਲਰ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਐਜ਼ ਦ ਰੇਨਬਰਡ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰਸ ਦ ਵਾਟਰ If you want to become the philosopher's stone, O soul, read the Bani of the Satguru. May God bless us all.